Bill, should we see if we can muster up any enthusiasm for this?
Muster up your own fucking enthusiasm.
Greetings, Abra Posse.
I was about to
say. And buckle up for the sex.
Thank you.
Or lower your bar.
I appreciate your attempt.
It's the Apropos of Nothing podcast.
Fuck's sake. You wretched animal, you. With your hosts. God damn
it. The wretched animal. Salsa.
James.
And Jenna.
The Wretched Animal is my Beach Boys concept album.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. No, actually, I think that's Salsa's Beach Boy concept. Yeah.
Sounds more like a Nine Inch Nails concept album.
Ooh, good fucking call. Yeah.
That's why it's Salsa's, not yours, James.
No, you're correct. Yeah.
All of that they is. All could be wretched animals. They all could be wretched.
Oh my God, what the fuck are we drinking? In celebration of
many things.
Many things.
Most especially
episode 550.
Most especially, well, I was thinking surviving.
I was also thinking
the 2021 fest season. I have acquired for us.
I'm not done yet.
There is another thing that I think we're celebrating.
Oh.
What?
Didn't you have a thing?
No, right. Not what? Necessarily.
I don't know. What? I don't know. All right. I don't know. You guys are all done. I still have work to do.
Oh.
Sucker.
Yeah.
Because I'm not a slacker.
Yeah.
Yes, because when people say Jenna Young, the first thing that comes out of their mouths is, Jesus Christ, what a slap.
Anyway, what are we drinking?
We are drinking La Marca Prosecco Sparkling Wine, product of Italy. La Marca Prosecco. Chill before opening. Contents under pressure. Do not shake.
That's not what it's
Point
called.
Away
that's
from self and others. Yes.
I love that the screw cap on this is shaped like a cork.
Yes, it's a plastic ersatz sculpture of
it's adorable.
Yeah,
this is. We drink only the classiest of Prosecco.
Screw top. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a screw top that looks like a cork.
All right. Well.
All right. Well. Good. Congratulations to all of us.
Tank. Tank.
Tank. Tank. Tank. Tank.
Tank.
Yep.
That yep, sure that, exists.
That tastes like. I would make mimosas out of this in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I suppose.
Because it's got just the right level of dry without trying to be any other kind of flavor.
Yeah.
Like, the only flavor this is trying to be is dry.
Yeah.
Which isn't a flavor.
No.
But that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I also didn't want to get something that would glue us shut with sweetness.
I don't understand.
Ah, well, fair enough.
Have you had a pumpkin spice Twinkie?
Yes. I've now eaten two of them. I'm pretty sure they're both still in there.
Salsa, have you had a pumpkin spice Twinkie?
You managed to cram one of those down my throat this morning.
Excellent.
Not much of a feat after swords have been in there, I think.
You'd be surprised.
Well, yeah.
It is a Twinkie.
Yeah,
really?
But
also...
For a Twinkie.
For a Twinkie.
It's a Twinkie. It's
pretty fucking good.
All right.
It is, as Twinkies go, okay.
Which is about as excited as Salsa gets for anything, so, you know.
Pumpkin I'm spice Twinkies. It. They're the Twinkiest.
They're not, though.
They're the least Twinkie.
Why does everything need to be superlative, James?
You're superlative.
Not? Thank you.
You're welcome.
Huh. Wow, that was... I'm not sure what happened there, listeners, but it definitely did, and I'm as stunned as both of you.
I think it surprised Jenna just as much as it surprised me.
It did, but I liked it. Like, oh, good.
Nope, going to go with it.
Yeah. Yes, and motherfuckers.
So, what are you guys done with?
Life.
Jesus Christ.
Everything.
Yeah.
I'm done with my 41st year of existence.
Yes. Here endeth the 2021 Minnesota Renaissance Festival season.
We did it.
We hardly knew ye.
Honestly, one of the best seasons I've had.
It was an absolute banner year.
Yeah.
Definitely.
You know how sometimes you've been like, have you ever been in a situation where you've just been like with your significant other, like day in, day out, like minute by minute by minute, you know, like 2020. And then, and then like you take a break, you go, like you go do different things or whatever. One of you goes to see the parents, but the other one doesn't come with because the parents are kind of questionable or something like that.
Yeah. Oh, all right.
And then you come back and you're like, oh, that's right. I love you. That's what this year was for me. That is entirely what 2021 was for me.
Fair enough.
Yeah. It was... The crowds were fantastic.
Oh, yeah. Oh, shit, yeah. Yes.
The crowds were clearly desperate for entertainment.
Whoa, yeah.
And apparently desperate for throwing money around. Oh, Jesus, my Lord. Fuck.
Yeah, I had a banner year there as well.
Yep.
I've heard many people say that this was a really, really good year for them monetarily. Yeah. So thank you.
Yeah.
But beyond that, it was just like every year my kids get older, and so it becomes easier.
That's fucked up. Have you had that checked by a doctor?
No. We're going to hopefully.
You're going to see if they grow out of it.
I'm hoping it'll run its course. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. It's just a phase.
Yeah.
It'll pass. But as
that's what my mom said.
But as they get older,
and you just keep hoping she'll pass, is that
it becomes easier to be
I'm not that quite kind of bitter. Thank you very much.
Well, fair enough.
It makes it easier for Raider Lee and me to become lazy parents.
Yeah,
you know, like we can just say, go to the nanny and leave us the fuck alone, and they do. Or, yeah. You know, and I mean, like, at night in the campground, we send them to bed, and one of us stays at our campsite to keep an eye on them until they go to sleep, while the other one goes and hangs out with friends and stuff like that. And in past years, that was absolutely necessary, because they would come out, and they'd be tired, and they need a drink, and they need to go to the bathroom and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And now it's just like, go to bed, and then I'm going to go hang out by the fire. And you just go to sleep and leave me alone while I hang out with friends at the fire.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You know, I'm still 20 feet away from the tent, so if anything does go wrong, I'm there.
Sure.
Right. But
sure.
I'm not a parent at that moment in time. I'm not tuned into every little sound.
Oh, it is so glorious when they hit that moment where you can just exist for a few minutes without being... Yeah.
So it means being on site is more free. Being after hours is more free.
Mm-hmm.
I had good chemistry with my stage mates. My schedule was a bit more relaxed than
once
it has
you
been in the last few
understood
years.
It.
Yeah.
Well.
But like just I was running around a lot less this year.
Yeah.
I had a fourth stage show. But I wasn't doing two special events that I had done in past years.
Yeah.
And so it did make my schedule a little more free. I wasn't running, hauling ass across site and then back and then back and then back. I wasn't having to do that. I was a lot more, you know, where I was at, it was a little more relaxed, a little more comfortable. And so I could just kind of sink into that schedule and be comfortable at it. And that was really nice.
Yeah.
So...
Sure. I think all of the times that I've hung out around the particular fire, I think that you're talking about, have been really nice and relaxed. But I have always seen you or Raider Lee kind of poised in case something does go wrong.
By the time we hit the den, we're past that point.
Yeah, because like the first place you would hang out is within the Oaks Pacific.
Yeah.
Which is where the tent is.
Yep.
And then once the kids are good and out, this is my thought, then you come over to the den and the grandparents are on standby.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
No.
The grandparents, two tents down. Like, yeah.
My wife's parents have their tent just across the fire from our tent. And the kids know that if they need anything, they can go to you know, Grumpere's tent, and they have our number. Yeah. So we are basically not primary care at that point.
Yeah.
So
excellent.
It's like putting your kids together.
Then you're poised for something else. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. Poised to have a good time. Ooh, and by that, I mean slumping into a chair and just smoking
existing while conversation exists around you sometimes.
Have a conversation that doesn't involve a 5-year-old story.
Oh, yeah. My God. I don't know some of my friends, but
well,
overall.
Yeah.
I'm not going to look directly at James when I say that.
Yeah.
I'm just going to imply it heavily.
Yeah.
Hurts.
I really only tell, like, I tell stories like a 5-year-old.
So I went
you
over.
You tell stories like a 7-year-old. Don't cut yourself short.
Like a drunk 7-year-old.
Yes.
Which is basically a 5-year-old.
So I went over to a fencing booth on Saturday morning.
Did you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What? Was it the same one that I was at?
I brought my drum.
Or was it just a random fencing booth?
I mean, hard to say. Brought my drum, played the drum for a few bouts. Jenna was there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
James wasn't.
Yeah, where the fuck were you Saturday morning?
In the hospital.
Oh. You like you
what
think
the
that's
fuck
some
did you do
kind
that
of
for?
Excuse.
Went to bed at my usual
bedtime o'clock.
2-something.
Yeah.
2:30.
Yeah, bedtime o'clock.
Yeah. And got up in the middle of the night to go pee and felt a weird really awful pain in my middle back.
Oh.
Roughly around the kidney area.
Nope.
And I have scoliosis. I've always had a bad back.
Yeah.
And I'm used to having back problems and muscle spasms and cramps and all of the everything bullshit about that. And just, you know, whatever. I'm 100 pounds overweight.
Yeah.
Whatever. I'm not actually 100, but what?
You got never mind then.
Yeah.
I retract my agreement.
Yes.
Okay.
So, this didn't feel like any of that.
Okay.
But it also wasn't the sharp piercing pain that I had when I had gallstones, so I didn't think it was just something like kidney stones.
Right.
I was really worried that something might be going wrong with my kidneys, nonetheless. So
right.
After a brief conversation with Bryn, during which they said, go and get it checked out.
Right.
Oh, well, that seems sensible. Yes, I probably better had. So at about 6:30, I drove out to the hospital. And they ran a bunch of tests. They injected me with a really strong non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug, NSAID.
NSAID.
Which is the first time that I have actively felt a drug like that do something for me.
Okay.
And I suddenly felt way better.
Okay.
Yeah. And they said, yeah, there's something wrong in your back and you should probably do muscle relaxers about it. But not when you're trying to perform or operate heavy machinery because it's going to make you real sleepy. So, oh, damn it. That's my
God damn it.
That's my phone ringing, telling me that there's a glass under my foot. I have no idea. So I still have yet to fill that prescription, but I do intend to take it easy and take muscle relaxers this week.
Do.
Yes.
Muscle relaxers are amazing.
Oh, my God.
Also, you sleep the best sleep of your life.
Yeah.
Best sleep of my life has been the last 7 weekends.
Oh, trust me.
With the exception of
muscle
Saturday night.
Muscle relaxing sleep is the best sleep.
Saturday night, I was headed back to the campsite with my date, and it was early. It was like 10:30, and it had rained all day. And I still put in 8 miles of
I don't fest? Even check my miles. I only check my steps.
I put in 8 miles of Fest, and Kyle and I had at least a regular day's tips.
Mm-hmm.
In spite of the rain.
Yeah.
And in spite of sitting down and telling jokes while we were literally emptying our boots and wringing our socks out. So I was real worn out. And 10:30, hung out with friends, did stuff, was headed back to the campsite, and my date was like, well, let's go, you know, maybe we'll do some stuff. And I was like, no, we probably won't. I love you, I do, but I'm going to pass the fuck out.
Yeah.
The moment that I'm operating right now on spite. I don't have anything
the
left.
The spite engine is my favorite engine.
And sure enough, I didn't even get my socks off of my feet before I started just waking up from having fallen asleep while getting ready for bed.
Yeah.
Fuck. That was... Mm-hmm. Yeah, so crawled into bed, snuggled up, and passed cleanly out at about 10:45 p.m.
That's about when I was out. I was out earlier than that.
And then I got up at I got up at 1 to go do my regular, you know, middle of the night priv run. Which is normal.
I have a regular early morning one.
Yeah. And then got up at 6:10. Those of us that 6:15.
Drink a fuck ton.
Yes.
Have middle of the night privy runs.
So I
just have a really fucking big slash in the morning.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes. Well,
no, if I'm going to sleep, I'm going to be fucking asleep. Well, I'm going to sleep as long as I can.
my body wakes me up at about 1 or 2 a.m.
Oh, yes. I'm so sorry.
When I'm out at Fest and I've been drinking super hard.
So sorry.
And is like, hey, I didn't want to wake you, but you're about to rupture, so good luck putting boots on.
That is the most, just descriptive.
Yep.
Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah. No, that is 100%.
I'll go bore a hole through the toilet and then come back and pass out for another couple hours.
That's what's been happening to the pips in the cameras.
It's true. Yeah, if there's just a laser hole straight through the back. I put my boots on. I had set them out to dry, and they were still cold and wet, and my socks were garbage.
Yeah.
From the day I threw them away.
Yeah.
Unrecoverable. And put on my ice cold, moist, Luke moist boots. And came back, again, passed out, got up at 6:10, went and had my morning constitutional. And
that's the one where he poops as well.
Yes, that's entirely accurate, actually. Yeah. And then...
And blast the hole at the other side of the crib.
God, quit fucking up my biffs.
Felt like absolute shit for the first half of the day.
Mm-hmm.
My body is not prepared for that kind of sleep.
Yeah.
It doesn't make me feel rested. It was awful. I wasn't right until having a 15-minute nap over my lunch break instead of eating. And then I effectively shotgunned a Red Bull because Kyle accidentally challenged me.
Oh, I see.
And then suddenly the day had a glow to it. And I was prepared to handle the last day of Fest. Yeah.
It's the final countdown. Yes. Yes.
Yeah, no.
You are my monkeys.
But Sunday was fucking amazing.
Yeah, no, Sunday was a great day.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
It was perfect.
Sunday,
Sunday.
So Sunday, after I finished my last show, I still couldn't mm-hmm. eat because during the Fondazzi's Uber show, mm-hmm. I came out at the end and swallowed a sword with a burning hilt.
Mm-hmm.
And Adam blew a fireball off of it.
Some bitch.
It was really fucking cool. So then after that was done, that you know, this is after 5 o'clock. I haven't eaten anything mm-hmm. since 8 a.m.
Jesus Christ.
So Sunday I ate. I made myself 2 bagel sandwiches,
mm-hmm.
ate 4 hard-boiled eggs,
mm-hmm.
went and had a crepe,
mm-hmm.
then went into the campground and had 3 big slices of pizza.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had dinner.
Appetizer. Yeah.
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 had a glass of mead and a beer, and about 9:30, the kids were still awake at this point, because mm-hmm. we let them stay awake, because fuck it, we're not sending them to school today.
Right.
But it was 9:30, the kids were done, so we brought the kids back to the tent and put them to bed, and I was just like, I'm not going back out there. I rolled myself into bed as well. I was in bed at 9:30 or so on Sunday night. Just fucking dead. I was so exhausted.
Sunday night was a 3 a.m. morning for me.
I can't party like that anymore. I don't want to party like that anymore.
You're missing out. Well, you're probably not missing out. For you personally, but
yeah, don't ruin this for us.
Okay,
like
you're totally not welcome to come hang out in the booth.
You know what? I'm okay with that. I really am. Like, that's not my speed anymore. I am so much more happy going hanging out around a campfire in the Dragon's Den, smoking a hookah, and having chill conversation with people, and occasionally shooting bottle caps at each other with various siege weaponry that we have stashed around.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
and then going to bed at 11. That's where I'm at now.
That's
and
a
I'm
solid time.
I'm happy with it.
Yeah. when I go camping in the summers, that's what
I'm
I like.
So by the end of the day, I'm so fucking done. I don't know how you two have the energy.
Honestly, it is the thing that my body has been missing. Mm. I have slept better and felt better.
Mm-hmm.
These last 7 weeks than I have in probably 2 years.
No, I get it. I mean, if you worked as hard as I did, maybe you would. But
that's probably it. I'm sure that must
I
be
definitely
it.
Don't. And I don't care. Fuck off, man.
Yeah.
I don't need that kind of stress.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. Volunteer anyway. For half a day. Fuck you.
Yeah. And then you go and clean a shower.
Yeah.
It's a shower. It's already clean.
Deal with perverted frogs.
Oh, God. I never got my frogs back. They didn't even come to say goodbye. I was a little miffed about the whole thing, really.
That's just rough.
They're rude. They're
very you don't rude. Have any closure.
Right, exactly. I'm going to have to go back out there and clean the showers again.
Yeah, we tore down the platform and emptied out the booth today.
Yeah.
Which meant I got to use the gear bag that Stefan Senpai gave me.
Aw, yay.
Yeah. He gave me a fencing gear bag. It's the correct size for a mask.
Okay, cool.
A saber and...
Yeah, we also did...
I need
did,
one of them.
We all,
it's
usually,
real good.
Usually Holy we fuck. Would do tear down the weekend after.
Yeah, yeah.
But next weekend, both Fondazzi and I are performing at Baraboo.
Yeah.
Rogues and Ruffians. Mm-hmm. And so, like, today was it.
Yeah.
We today was our day.
And I have a land party and I'm attending somebody's birthday.
Yeah. So this, oh, so God, like we spent the night and this bosses. Morning, this morning at 10 o'clock, we were at the stage and we tore down the stage and cleaned it all up. And then Radially and I went back to the campground and tore down the tent and everything like that. So we're done.
Yeah.
We're completely done with that place.
I have a basket of stuff that I'm going to grab on Wednesday and that's it.
Yeah. I've got, none of that shit done. I helped with booth.
Yeah.
I was about to help with the platform and then didn't because somebody else just jumped in and did it for me. So that was fun.
That's right.
Random stranger
I did a
just
booth thing on Sunday with Jenna.
Just one.
Just the one.
Okay. What booth thing did you do with me? on Sunday.
This is a deep callback to 10-something, 12 episodes ago.
Oh.
Yeah. Feel free to pay me no mind.
Okay.
As per usual.
Oh, I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I visited with some people in the morning. The first thing that mm-hmm. happened this morning, honestly, is I was like, I need to get up and move. I definitely need to get up and pee. So those can be simultaneous. And I got up, I went to the bathroom, I was like, I don't want to go back to my tent yet.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little too early for this one function that I'm going to go to. It's not quite early enough for me to go back to bed. What am I going to... I'm just going to go over to Old Man's Fire area.
Yeah.
Even though there won't be a fire. And I'm just going to have a cigarette. I'm going to see if there's chairs. If there's chairs, I'm going to have a cigarette. Well, there was Mark.
Yeah.
And he was like, hey, how you doing? I was like, can I just sit and have a cigarette? He's like, no, that's fine. I'm just cleaning up a bit before my wife gets back because I want her to think I haven't just been sitting around all morning, which is pretty much what I've been doing.
Yeah.
I really hope she doesn't listen to this podcast. So, and he's like, would you like some coffee? And I looked him dead in the eye and I was like, Mark, this is the most attractive you have ever been to me.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, got some coffee and smoked and talked and... then I went and did a thing. Then I went and went to Booth. I didn't realize Booth did a thing, and it was very confusing for me.
Huh.
I have rookie moments with Booth where everybody's sure. like, but you've been around forever, so you know all of the right. things.
No,
I don't,
yeah.
actually. I legitimately do not know all of the things.
Yeah.
So it was mildly confusing. But to get from... so Cole and Rue were headed to Booth mm-hmm. From the campground. And Cole was driving his...
the Yeep?
The Yeep. And Cole was like, well, hop in. We'll give you a ride up top. And Rue was like, there's no space.
Oh.
And then Cole was like, sit on Rue's lap. We'll give you a ride up top. And Rue was like, yes, actually, let's do this. So,
all right.
I put myself on Rue's lap into the Jeep in the most crammed up, comedic possible way, with my head up against the windshield.
Oh, Jesus.
And Cole is like, we could do this thing, we could do that thing. And I was like, no, this is the right way to do this.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
shit, you're really Booth now.
I've always been Booth in my heart. So
oh, no, I know, but like...
Yeah. So that happened.
This is some Booth ass shit.
Yeah, so I went over to the one function and they're like, yeah, we're going over to Booth to like, you know,
mm-hmm.
claim stuff and whatever. And I was like, okay, cool. I got pretty much everything last night, so I'll stop by later
mm-hmm.
to see what's up. I didn't realize that it wasn't just them going to Booth to claim things, that
mm-hmm.
other Boothies would also be there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and part of that is because morning. And part of that is because, like, I don't know. Like, I got all of my stuff the night before. And
yeah.
Josh had been asking people to get their stuff the night before. Mm-hmm. So I assumed a lot of people had gotten their stuff the night before.
Many
so,
do,
like,
yeah,
it was very confusing to me. then I, like, saw people over there after I had done some things that I legitimately did need to get done.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, well, I'll go over there. And I was like, oh, people are actually, like, cleaning up the booth. It's mm-hmm. not just claiming things. There's also yeah. cleaning and booths. Well, I didn't know. Awesome, bitch. I could have been helping. And, like, there have been a few moments like that over the course of this season for me, honestly.
Sure, sure,
where
sure.
I was like, everybody knows we do this thing. I was like, I don't know we do this thing.
No one expects you to know what you haven't been told. They might be surprised that you haven't been told.
Mm.
But now you know.
Yeah. Well, and I think some of it is just that I have been around for so long.
Yeah. There is that, yeah.
People assume a lot, yeah.
Yeah.
And you know what happens when you assume.
You make a guess that may or may not be accurate?
Yeah, you are sometimes correct.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So yeah, I was like, oh, well, okay, I'm here now. How can I help? And they're like, well, these are your things. I'm like, cool, but how can I help? No, we're pretty much done for the day. Awesome, bitch, I missed it. But yeah, so like I did all of that hopping around.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was there for a while.
As one does.
Talking and bullshitting and doing things.
Yeah.
And then I went...
The pit of conversation, yeah.
Yeah, and then I finally went downstairs because I was like, no, I really do need to go. There's another thing I need to claim. And so, like, I did that. And by the time I did that, it was 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yep.
And I'm like, there went my entire fucking day already.
Mm-hmm.
So I went into my tent, and I packed up the things.
2 o'clock in the afternoon? I've only been awake for an hour. What are you talking about halfway done?
You were awake Jesus before that because I saw you and reminded you that we were doing a podcast tonight. Yeah,
on a normal day.
James is like, so I'll see you. Was it this morning
no,
or
that
last
was,
night?
That was late last night. Okay. You were like,
you're like,
it's my usual check-in time for Hotel Jenna.
Yeah,
I'm gonna fuck off into the night, and I was like, "All right, well, I'll see you tomorrow night." And you were like, "For what? Oh,
fuck! God damn it!
Oh, fuck!
Yep.
Yeah, and I was like, so Salsa, James reminded me that there's a podcast tonight, and Salsa did the.
Yep. Yeah.
But no. Anyway, my point was that by the time I got to my tent, I did not have the time to pack everything up before I needed to head out. So I packed up all of the things that were going to my apartment,
mm-hmm.
And put those in my car. They are still in my car because I have not been to my apartment yet. I went over to Joe's and we ate dinner, and I told him all of the things. And then we watched the last 2 episodes of Lucifer.
Ooh.
That's been sitting on our plate for like the past 3 weeks or something. Mm-hmm. And then I came here. So, yeah, like, I'm going back out on Wednesday to pack up the things that need to be packed up and gone into storage. I should find a ladder. Anyway.
Yeah.
That's a Wednesday problem.
I had decided to take today off to take it easy and recover.
Uh-huh.
instead, booth cleanup, platform teardown, counseling, chiropractic, podcasting.
Yeah.
So.
I think we're doing it wrong, James.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of people have told me, but the thought never occurred. Which I'm sure must surprise all of you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Salsa?
As Jenna was saying, and I was agreeing that, yeah, we're not very good at this whole taking a day.
Oh, well, I mean, let's be clear. I took the fucking week off.
Oh, nicely done.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Good work.
Yeah. So I am definitely better at taking the appropriate amount of time off.
Now I'm probably going to get, like, messages from Jenna saying, I'm playing video games right now. Are you working, sucker?
Oh, I mean,
let's be clear. I work from home. Of course, I'm also playing video games.
Man, I hope nobody from work hears this.
They don't know what podcasts are.
But no. So there were a few things that happened over the course of the weekend for me, mm-hmm. not just today. There was, I went to an award ceremony on Saturday morning.
Yeah.
When James was busy, like, being all, like, injured and
in
shit.
Hospital and shit.
Yeah.
Man.
Fuck.
Dummy.
Yeah.
I could have been there if I wasn't careful.
That's the most cool thing to have ever been said.
I was gonna say, you're starting to sound like me, but...
No, that's...
No, you're right. Definitely right.
So, to honor him, that's what you did.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. I have learned a lesson from what you wouldn't do?
That's my life history, so good job.
Ah, okay.
But no, so went to an award ceremony, and Cole won an award.
Yeah, fuck yeah, he did.
He got some canned ham as a trophy.
It's beautiful.
No, this is 100% true. This is not a joke.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
He won the Everybody's Ham Award, which is an award that is given to a person who has been voted on by their, not peers, because it's all only entertainment.
Yeah.
But been voted on by the entertainment committee, or community. An individual who has never been in entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
But is delightfully entertaining.
Yep. Yeah.
But sometimes shocks people for going, you're not entertainment?
Yeah. So Cole won that.
Mm-hmm.
After 32 years.
Mm-hmm.
So I told him in another 32 years he can have his unicorn award.
Yeah. And until then, ring one.
Yes.
Pretty much. I ran the numbers.
Yeah.
This year, I'm a little embarrassed. I'm a little disappointed.
Okay. Oh,
because I fell short.
Oh no.
I did not swallow 250 things this year at Minnesota.
Oh.
Okay.
I swallowed 246 items.
Oh my god.
Over the course of the Minnesota Renaissance Festival this year.
Oh, honey.
I failed. I know. I'm really disappointed.
Mm.
There was a couple of rain days. I was gone for an entire weekend. You know,
my disappointment,
I had a dislocated rib. Immeasurable,
and my evening is ruined.
I know.
So yeah, over 250, or almost 250 items swallowed over the course of this run. Which is
still pretty fucking
fair.
Amazing.
Well,
yeah. That's a lot.
That's a lot of abuse to put on my throat.
You know what? That is 246 items more than I swallowed.
But was it? But was it?
I mean, I did have a lot of pumpkin spice Twinkies.
Okay,
there's that.
It's such a weird experience watching her eat them. We have to heat them with a hairdryer, and then we dangle them into her terrarium, and she leaps at them, wraps her coils around them, and then devours them whole.
I unhinge my jaw.
Yeah,
it's impressive.
It is.
We had somebody also. Play a numbers game over the weekend.
Yeah, we did. Cool. Speaking of awards.
All right, so. Mav. Dear Mav.
Sweet Mav.
Sweet Mav, I hope you're listening.
Oh, shit, where is this
Mav
going?
Whom we treasure.
The fencing booth has a record. And the record holder is Mav. For number of... fights, bouts done, championing in a 5-hour period.
Mm-hmm.
So, way, way, way back in the day, when brontosauruses were still called brontosauruses, Mav set a record for championing 57 bouts in 5 hours.
Jesus.
Right.
Yeah.
So, Sunday... Yes. Josh decided, no, this will not stand.
Oh, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And he championed for 5 hours straight. And he got 58.
2 minutes. Less than two minutes
before the end of the 5-hour period.
Hey, Mav. Loser!
No, Mav is still a winner. Just a little bit less now.
I'm going to get a lot of really fucked up fast fives because of that.
Oh, yeah. Good. Oh, shit, yes.
Yeah.
They're all going to be like, this is not an A or B choice. Why does salsa suck?
Oh. The A or B choice is chronological or alphabetical. What is the best ways in which to list? Salsa sucks.
Hard or the hardest? How much does salsa suck?
But no, Josh broke the record. So now he is the record holder for championing the most bouts in a 5-hour period.
That's a fucking lot.
It really is.
Not only that, but then he went on to fight another like 20 people during the remainder of the day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
So, yeah, that made for a very busy morning the fencing booth. And in fact, fencing booth in and of itself had its busiest day of the run.
Yeah.
Last day.
Nice.
It was a lot of people. I don't know if I'm supposed to give final numbers for that or not. Or not final numbers, but assumed numbers.
Right.
So I won't. But it was more than the rest of the run.
Yeah, it was just the whole weekend. People wanted to be there, and they didn't want to leave. Even when it was fucking downpouring and shows were canceling, people were still like, no, we're not going anywhere.
No, fuck you, bitches.
And then the cannon went off, and people were like, no, we're here. We're not going anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
I actually, it was really sweet. So we, on Sunday, we had Final Fire.
Yeah,
which happens after cannon goes off.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So it's already 7 o'clock when Final Fire happens, and then there's this big emotional speech, and it's beautiful.
Rachel made me cry, and holy I'm so shit. Unhappy about that.
Like
I am. We're gonna have words, Rachel.
So the Queen says beautiful things. Again. The King says beautiful things. William Shakespeare comes out and gives this very moving speech. You know, the stuff that dreams are made of, and it's beautiful. And then there is a torchlit procession towards the gates, and you know, so people process outward, and so it was me and three other people holding torches that we process towards the Queen's Gate, and we're standing there, you know, saying goodbye to people and stuff like that as they go out, and this woman comes walking up to me, kind of, you know, over my shoulder, and she walks in, and she's like, "Hey, what's going on over here?" And I was like, oh, this is the exit, you know, it's time to leave. And she goes, but I don't want to leave. And I was like, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
we're closed. It's time to go. But it was just the most, like, she was just like, no, I'm not done. I'm not done having fun here.
Right.
And it was like, it's pitch black.
Mm-hmm.
The torches are the only light there. And she's like, but I don't want to go.
I have never had so many people ask me what was going on after everybody left as I had this year.
No. Passing the fuck out.
Yeah, basically. No. Kyle and I were like,
absolutely passing out.
Yeah, we're going to do drugs like ibuprofen and then get down with a mattress and sleep.
Yeah.
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 Saturday, by the
way. We're going to do lines of quilting.
I like that. That's good. Not enough to laugh at, but it is good.
Yeah.
So Saturday was a rain day, right?
Holy shit.
So here's this rain day from my perspective. I worked from the morning until the end of my shift at 2, right? A little bit before.
Yeah.
And so I get out of my costume and I get my clothes on in the back room and I'm about to walk out and people are like, wait, was that a drop? Was that a drop? Are we going to get rain? And I'm like, oh, I don't like cleaning the showers in the rain. Ah, son, bitch. Because in order to clean the showers, I basically have to detach and attach a few different items over the course of the process, right? There's the disinfectant, there's bleach, there's this, that, and the other thing.
Yeah.
So, in order to do that, I have to turn off the hose. And the hose is on the other side of the shower house from the entrances for the showers that I am cleaning. So, I get done with doing a round of this particular attachment. Then I walk to the back of the shower house, turn it off.
Yeah.
Walk to the front of the shower house, unattach that thing, attach the next thing. Go to the back of the shower house, turn on the hose, walk back to the front, and then so it's a lot of time for me outside. I didn't want it.
Should we tell her that there are valves you can put on the end of a hose?
I have thought about that, and I have requested that. Heaven forbid that...
I didn't want to try to hose-splain to Jenna.
Entities. Oh, yeah, well. No, I've seriously thought about this, but it's not my job to buy it. And
well, that's fair.
Those that should be buying it.
Yeah.
I'm trying to be very politic right now.
Fair.
So as amusing as that is, back the fuck off before I get fired. but I have thought of it.
Oh, yeah. She's creating a user story and a business case for the...
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
saying, the one who's suffering.
Well...
No, I am well aware. I am very well aware. And other people are very well aware of how to solve half of this problem. So anyway, I got the showers clean.
Yeah.
The old-fashioned way, like God intended. And there's a bit of a dry spot, so I bop up over to my friends at Levine. Like, I grab a burrito, and I head over to Levine so I can eat and just chill. And I chill with those kids for a while, and then it starts to rain again. And I can hear it go real hard, and then real hard. And I'm trying to get radar, but of course, so is... everybody the fuck else.
Yeah.
And I finally get some radar and I'm like, okay, well, it looks like there's going to be a dry spot right about here. So that's when I'm going to head back over to the booth to see if they need help. Now, in my mind, I know that the answer is no. Because even if they are still open for some reason.
Yeah.
There's not enough people. Yeah. Like,
nobody's fencing in the rain.
There's not a lot of people fencing in the rain. But I said that I would.
Yeah.
So this is what I'm doing. I'm like, I could so easily just go downstairs, take a nap in the rain. It would be glorious.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't do that. Went back to the booth. Booth was closed because the rings were lakes.
Yeah.
With hay bales for banks. But here's what gets my heart. Here is Boothy. Is that as I am walking up to the booth, there is a Boothy with a bench in the middle of a puddle. And they have taken my oar.
Yeah.
And they are paddling. And they are navigating that puddle stationary. And it is lovely. And so they're doing that. And there's another Boothie. He is shirtless. I found out later because someone paid him $5 to just belly flop into a puddle, and so he did. $5 donation.
As one does.
So he did it. And he is playing in this puddle. And I walk up to, I don't remember who it was, but one of the other Boothies, and I'm like, you know, I think I have a net in the back. And they're like, I think we have some leftover balloons. And so I go back behind Booth and I grab the net. And the other Boothie grabs the balloons and we go out there. And now there are balloons floating in this puddle. The shirtless wonder now has a net. And he tried it once himself just to make sure it would work.
Yeah.
And then he started getting patrons to fish for balloons. And if they caught a balloon, they had to keep what they caught. So now we've got patrons fishing for balloons in a puddle.
Oh, pouring rain.
In the pouring rain. It was less rainy at this point.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was where it had settled down and it was I'm gonna get worse again and
one
then
of the ebbs, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So yeah. And that was just what was happening. And I'm just like, yep, Jesus. Yeah, these sure the fuck are my people.
See, it started to rain during my third show.
Oh.
And so I cut my third show short.
If you hadn't.
Yeah.
Four more items, bitch.
I know, right?
I know, right?
Yes.
I'm going to pick on him for at least the next 3 weeks on this.
No, but my shit rusts and I'm not going to swallow a rusty sword. So
no, that's fair.
I'm happy with
a rusty nail, yes. A rusty sword, no.
I will drink a rusty nail, absolutely. But anyway, so I cut my show short and I messaged the people at the Pig and Swig, the special event that I do. And I was like, if it's still raining during Pig and Swig, I'm not doing this. And they're like, oh, we're in the tent today. And I was like, oh, duh, of course we are. awesome. So it's coming down, you know, 3 o'clock rolls around, Pig and Swig, I head over to the tent. And I get there just at when it really was like starting to really come down.
Yeah.
So yep. I got in the tent and then it hit.
Oh.
So
it's your fault.
Yeah, oh yeah, definitely.
Oh yeah.
And so we're in a big fucking vinyl tent with the rain coming down.
Mm.
And that the is one of my drumming favorite sounds. On the tent.
Yeah, that thing is huge.
Is
too.
So loud.
Oh yeah.
That mm-hmm. you could not hear anything else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like Toil and Tumble amazing. Gets up there and they're trying to do their set and I cannot hear a word they said.
And
I just
they're
I
have, loud.
And the, yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah. They know how to project. And
oh, yeah.
The, and so like they're walking between the benches, up and down benches, up just so people could hear them.
Sure.
You know, and they're shouting because it was just it was so loud in that tent. It was this
fuck.
And so, you know, they get done. It's raining. We're not doing any more fucking shows today, so we're getting loopy. you know, because we're fucking done for the day. What are you gonna do? And so, like, everybody's just kind of on a weird streak. And so, Toil and Tumble were honestly one of the funniest Pig and Swigs they've done all year. You know, and then I'm up next and I'm up there and I'm just shouting. Like I am giving I am doing everything I can.
Yeah.
And there are people in the back like, we can't hear you. And she's like, I can't hear you. And I'm like, I'm doing the best I can, love.
I can't hear you.
This is all I've got. And she's like, project. And I'm like, I've been shoving shit down my throat for 7 weeks. This is the best I can do.
Nice.
But it was so loud, and so it was just loopy and weird, and we're all just going off script and fucking around. And having a grand old time, but yeah, it was so bloody loud in there. You could not hear anything.
Yeah.
You could have said anything and nobody would know. And so I got done and I, you know, was just like, fuck it, give me a beer.
Yeah.
Usually, no, I couldn't do this until it was just like, nope, during the next service, there's my mug. Fill that thing.
All right. That's, yeah, once you're done for the day and...
Yeah, it was also. I was like, "This is the Pig and Swig. They serve beer and bacon. It's what they do."
Yeah,
and every single year, every single show, there's a tray of bacon in the back of the extra bacon that everybody's wandering by chewing on, and I'm just like, and today, or I'm sorry, on Saturday, it's like today's my day. I'm done. After this, I'm not doing any more shows. I can have bacon.
They just find like, salsa in there like a jacuzzi.
And they ran out.
Oh, no.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, sweetie pie.
Oh, no.
Oh. Oh, God, no.
They ran out of bacon.
Oh.
Shit.
It was all gone.
Oh, that is... yup.
And people listening who have never been to the Pig and Swig, you don't understand. This is not like... No. Cub Foods bacon.
No.
This is like thick cut bacon that comes in four varieties. There's like maple glaze bacon, and there's like
bacon.
Cracked pepper coated bacon,
mm-hmm.
and there's like jalapeno bacon, mm-hmm. and there's like another like mango glazed bacon or some shit like that. Like they've got all these different kinds of crazy, fun, delicious bacons, and I have been smelling that shit for years,
yeah.
and that was my moment.
It's the platonic solid of bacon.
And they ran out.
It sucks so badly.
Oh,
but
sweetie.
Is also comedically perfect.
It really was.
Right? Yeah.
It was.
Yeah.
No, I can't fault the universe for doing it.
Kyle and I were out telling jokes. It started to drizzle, and we were like, you know what? We're just going to do the thing. And at some point, again, socks ringing out, telling jokes. And we had one of our best days of the entire run out there just... fucking drenched.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then,
well,
then
yeah, Sunday. You had captive audiences.
Oh man!
What was it? I said they were giving you money just to see if you could leave.
Yeah, the fear in their eyes. The thing is, they were all huddled under trees and things like that. And then the moment that we started telling jokes in one place, people just started paying attention, and they were so hungry for anything.
Mm-hmm.
That even we were acceptable.
Definitely. The people still performing during rain always do well.
Yeah.
Always.
Mm.
Yeah, we had a great time.
Fondazzi rain shows, for example,
yeah.
Always great shows. Because the crowd's like, nobody else is doing shit. We're here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't do rain shows, so I can't benefit from that.
Yeah.
And then Sunday, we also had a moment where we really felt on top of our game, which was that over next to the cheese curds.
Do you not normally?
Well, I mean, it ebbs and flows, but this was one of those moments
Their whole shtick is not being on top of their game.
Right. But I feel like they'd be on top of not being on top of their game.
Okay, I mean, you'd think so.
You see what I mean.
But we pretty
one
regularly
plus two plus one plus
head
one.
Over somewhere to entertain people while they're in line for stuff. And then we started attracting attention from the nearby tables that are all stacked together next to the cheese curds.
Okay.
And they were full. And we're getting more and more people in on with every successive joke. And we're probably out there for 25 minutes and people are starting to pass money down the tables to tip us.
Aww.
And it was fucking unbelievable. It felt like we had a show. It felt like we were on stage for these people, and they were all about it. Holy fuck, it felt so good. That and entertaining people in the rain are
some of the
biggest highlights of this year for me. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm gonna go ahead and say, okay, so highlights for this year.
Yeah.
Of course, I love the itty bitties.
Oh,
the little littles with the little mittens. And every time I describe it to people, they're like, okay. Like, even Joe is like, look, I don't like kids.
Yeah.
But that sounds fucking adorable. I found the best description.
Yeah.
It's like a newborn kitten that's trying to learn to pounce. Mixed with a puppy carrying a stick that is three times its size.
Yeah.
No, this is that's accurate.
100%. 1,000% correct.
Yes. It is. It's so good. Fuck. It's so good.
But also wearing mittens.
But
shit.
Also wearing mittens. Like, ah!
Yeah, ruined. Anyway. Yeah.
But there was this girl. She was probably about 7-ish, I think. Mm-hmm. And she was dressed as a fairy, and she was very timid.
Mm.
But she was also very focused on what was happening in the ring.
Mm-hmm.
And so I walked up, and I said, do you want to pop balloons? And she said, yeah. I was like, do you want to play with a sword? She goes, yeah. And I'm like, just like that. She's so quiet and so timid.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm kind of looking at the parents to be like, but does she really though? Because like, I'm not going to force a kid into a situation.
Yeah. No. Where...
And they're like, okay, do you want to do this, honey? And she goes, yeah. And it was just like, just that kind of timid monotone thing. And like, and she was a little timid. And I'm like, okay, well we can try it. If it doesn't work out, we'll give you your money back. It'll be fine. Don't worry about it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if she wants to try it, we'll start the process. And so we get her in there, and she is so timid. She's like, I mean, again, she's 7, but she's just so, and we were so slow. I was like, you know what? Let me walk with you. Mm-hmm. Let me walk with you. So I walk the maze with her. And I was like, so what was the favorite part of your day? And oh my God, she just started talking about she got to ride the elephants, and the elephants were so cool. And all this, but it was still in this very quiet, timid voice. Mm-hmm. She was excited, but she was quiet and timid. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, normally I can call it, but I'm not sure with this one.
Yeah.
Like, it was like, and so, like, I got her there, and it was like, okay, and then this person is going to help you put on your stuff that you need to fight. And she's okay. And we watch her go through the ring, and we watch her go through the line, and then we watch her go into the ring, and she's being walked by everybody. Like, she has no sense of going for herself, really. But, like, if you take her hand and you bring her somewhere, she's down for that. And I'm like, all right. So she gets to the ring. And Cole is the champion, because, of course, he is. And he's down on his knees. And he's got, like, the mask in the hand. And he's just talking with her and getting to know her a little bit and everything else. They're like, and I can see them be like, do you want to do this? And Abby comes around and she's like, that girl is so timid. I'm like, I know, right? I don't know that she's scared, though, is the thing.
Mm-hmm.
I think she's just timid. Sure. I think she actually wants to do this. She's just, like, and there's a difference between fear and timid.
Yeah.
You know, there's a slight overlap. But, like, you can be timid and still do things, right?
Yeah.
And so I was like, So we're all watching, waiting to see if this little girl is going to actually do the bout or whatever. Cole puts on his mask. They go to do the fighting. She has those first few moments of tap, 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 tap. And then she starts, like, really starting to hit with more force. She's not wailing on it. She's not aggressive about it. But she's like, oh, okay, this is what I needed. And she's just like, ah. And, you know, she gets the balloons, and she does the thing, and, like, I had to check in with this family afterwards. I'm like, I need to know, like, how is she feeling about all of this?
Yeah.
And I was like, did you have a good time, sweetie? And she goes, yeah. And I'm just like, I'm fucking dead. Because I can't
hear. Give me something to work with here.
That's just her
perfect.
Speed.
Yep.
That's just where she's at. And I'm just
amazing.
Like, okay. And yeah, parents are just like, this is great. Thank you so much for talking about that. I'm like, good. Because I had been concerned.
Right. Yeah.
They're like, yeah, she's a little shy. Okay. Ah, yeah.
I hadn't noticed.
The entire booth is concerned about this poor little girl. And the parents are like, yeah, no, that's just what she's like.
That's just her speed.
I love what the booth brings out in people.
Yeah.
I was partially hoping that story would end with her giving a blood-curling scream and just going to town on
it. I wanted that,
like a face hugger. Just...
And it's not what happened. She did get more, like, forceful.
Yeah.
But she never got more energy. I don't know how to describe it. Like, she just had a place that she existed in, man.
Yeah.
She's like, this is where I'm at.
Yeah.
All right. well. Sorry about that.
Mm-hmm.
Oxygen.
Mm.
Should we take a break?
Yes.
I mean, probably.
We've been at this for an hour. We should probably take a break.
Whatever.
All right, we're going to take a break.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, Brandon Patton was kind enough to give us the music for this episode and every episode. You can see what he's up to at brandonpatton.com. You can also subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, but especially you can help us out by rating our show. Check out our merch. You can go to society6.com/AON podcast.
Hey, everybody. You should like us on Facebook, apropos of nothing. You could follow us on Twitter at AON podcast, or you could join our Steam group at AON podcast. Search for apropos of nothing.
If you guys like what you heard, you can visit us on our website at aonpodcast.com. If you want to talk to us directly, you can send us an email at either Jenna, Salsa, or James at aonpodcast.com, or collectively at feedback@aonpodcast.com.
Someday you might become the wood paneling in somebody's sex dungeon.
Oh.
Yes.
Aww.
And we're back. I'm Salsa.
God damn it. No. No. Why? Why? I'm Jenna. Oh. Salsa. 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 I am missing something right now.
Yeah. Yeah, you are.
I'm missing something of a red color, which I know is tricky for you.
A small name. Shit. I had one of those when Kyle and I dove under the trees to go start telling jokes to people. He was like, wow, these people are soaked. I was like, maybe you should flirt with them.
He
turned to me and he was like,
there it is.
That's not even a joke. That's just a straight up burn.
Did he forget that you did vilification, Dennis?
I don't know. I felt a little bad, but also it was funny.
It was hilarious. Yeah. No, that's great. How's that fest lung treating you?
It's the festiest.
Thank you, Salsa.
It's time for Fast Five.
Fast Five!
Today's Fast Five comes to us from guess who? That's right. It's Stefan.
Senpai!
Yay, Stefan!
Stefan says, congratulations. You've made it through the first full MNRF season since the pandemic started. Oh. Time for a restful weekend, right? Well,
fuck off.
Except Salsa. I hope he has a good time at the Hippodrome.
Well, okay.
Nice. Thank you. I will. Here's some hopefully on-time questions for you. Perfectly timed. Excellent.
Yes. Yeah.
Question number one. Gifted or talented?
I was told I was both gifted and talented.
I am always happier when people share a talent with me than give me a gift.
Ooh, shit, that's good. Yeah, especially something where they've worked super hard to... Well, but then people do that with gifts, too. And what if their talent is making you a gift for...
I think that performance, to me, is much more of a talent than a gift.
Yeah?
Or at least I have a greater appreciation, I think. That's not quite right. Because to me, if you are gifted with an ability... that's just something that's inherent to you. Like, fuck. I'm just trying to think of, so, like,
dancing.
People that can count cards.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Like, but they haven't, like, studied it. They just do it. Like, it's just something in their brain that does it. And it's still super impressive. So I don't want to say that, like, I have less of an appreciation for it. Cause that's fucking cool. But to me, there is something in striving towards something and working hard for something to be able to gain the talent of something rather than being gifted the ability to do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, that makes a ton of sense.
Me personally, I was gifted with everything. So if that's the question, I'm going to have to go gifted.
Yeah. Fuck, I don't know. I think given that context, well, I'm going to go with Salsa's context, and I'm going to say that I choose talented on that one.
I'm going to choose talented
like
in my own context.
But... spending that time and seeing what my friends are doing. For me, that's a gift.
Sure.
Yeah. I like receiving gifts, but that's
you know the love languages quiz?
Yeah.
Where they're like, you know, all five. I've taken the quiz and I get a pretty even every time I've taken it, because I take you gotta take it a few times for like, you know,
statistical purposes. Get a second opinion.
Yeah. But like every time, like acts of service is usually number one. Mm-hmm. But, like, it's really close with all of the other ones except for gifts.
Yeah.
Which is, like, maybe a 2. It's just like, meh.
Yeah.
I don't need more stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. I have lots of stuff. There's so much stuff.
Yeah.
I like things that are not stuff. Tell me I'm pretty. That's cool.
Yeah.
In
Japan, the ethos is that if you're giving somebody like a decoration or something like that, that you're telling them that their style sucks and that they need this in order to be a better person.
I mean, that is one I will give somebody.
Well, that's fair.
So they're correct. Yeah.
Oh, so much of my life makes more sense now.
I'm switching to gifts. I need gifts.
Oh, huh.
You need style.
Look around this room.
I mean,
I like it.
There are pros and cons to it. You have your own eclectic sense of style.
Eclectic. Salsa. Oh my God. What a Minnesota fuck you that is.
No, just honey. It's very interesting.
It's not just a Minnesota fuck you. It's also shitting in an Iowa ditch and a Minnesota fuck you.
I mean, you have definitely made choices with the decor in your salsa.
True. It definitely speaks to your character as a person.
Uh-huh.
Even better.
Oh, yep. Fuck. I'm sorry. That is the meanest thing I've ever said to you.
No, it's also accurate.
Yeah.
Question number 2. FDM or MDF?
Okay, MDF is the fiberboard.
It's like a particle board.
Yeah. It's super strong Masonite stuff. Yeah.
FDM.
Fire department manual?
Fire department manager?
Food degree manipulator?
Food delivery monster truck.
Oh my God, yes.
I want one.
Get your Bigfoot pizza from Bigfoot on Sunday. Sunday, Sunday.
Yes.
Oh my God, that would be such an amazing promotion in the 80s. Holy shit.
Fast delivery method.
Ooh.
Oh.
I'm going to say MDF is not the particle board thing. I think it's like
Mothra Deterrent Federation?
Well, no. I think that there are like different directions. Because FDM or MDF. So, okay. This is the worst acronym. And I am sad, but father doing mother or mother doing father is what just happened in my brain.
I mean, ideally.
So there is a musical group.
Oh.
I will be seeing them this coming weekend at Rogues and Ruffians.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember their name. But they have a song. And I believe I've talked about this in past years. The song is both partners complaining that they're tired and they want to be on the bottom.
Yes.
That's spectacular.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is accurate?
Yeah. It's like the first one comes in and they're like, I've had a really long day. I'm tired. My feet hurt. Yes, I want to do this, but I get to be on the bottom. And then the other one comes in and they're like, yeah, but I've been taking care of the kids all day and I have had to pay all of the bills and kids have been screaming at me and just, you know, the house is a mess and I really am horny, but I just want to be on the bottom. And it's a fantastic song. And so yeah,
that's very real.
Father doing mother or mother doing father reminded me of that. And
yeah.
And in that case, I'm doing, I'm father doing mother because, yeah.
Oh, gross. That got gross.
Fiery. I'm like
thinking about it.
Disposition.
Discotech monstrosity.
I'm going to go FDM because particle board doesn't sound as fun.
Oh, man, MDF is fucking awesome.
Particle board. It really isn't particle board.
Like, I like to work with a good block of wood.
Oh, sure, yeah. Well, look at you, mister. I
still
want to
figure
wood.
Out the mystery of the thing, but I know I probably won't.
Ooh, fine damn mystery.
Ooh, or mystery damn fine. No, that doesn't work.
Going to FDM.
Mystery Dining Fiasco. Mystery Dining Fiasco, MDF.
Fuck. I think without any kind of context, I'm just going MDF.
Facetious Dinosaur Museum.
Ooh.
Franklin Delano Roosevelt Morrison.
No. Why? Why? Why?
All right. Question number three. Leader or follower?
Oh, shit. We were making jokes about people's German costume all fucking weekend. Excuse me. Yes, sir. Make sure that you stay in front or you're wearing follower hosen.
Yep. Mm-hmm. There it is.
Yep.
I saw it.
Or
you looked at me as if.
But it's later, not leader.
Yeah, but a bunch of Americans, they're going to call it Lederhosen.
So Salsa first looked at me like, where the fuck is James going
panicked.
With this?
Yeah, like it was going to make sense.
And then I got it.
Yeah.
And I was like, please don't look at me like that, Salsa. No.
Yeah.
And now he's dismayed for different reasons.
He's dismayed for multiple reasons. Yeah.
Yeah.
I also told somebody who was wearing that out in the rain that in a couple of minutes they were going to have Gallenhosen.
Okay, I like that one.
Yeah.
See, that one makes more sense.
Yeah, okay. I'm going leader. To nobody's surprise.
Follower.
Okay.
I'm hedging my bets here. I feel like leader is the answer that I want to give, so I'm going with the opposite just to see if he's not trying to lead us on.
Leader us on. I get asked if I want to be a big fish in a small pond or a small fish in a big pond, and I'm like, yes.
I just want to be a small fish.
I just want to be a fish. God damn it.
Question number four.
Yeah.
The Beverly Hillbillies.
Yeah.
Or the Addams Family.
Addams Family.
Beverly Hillbillies.
What?
I watched.
Absolutely.
I watched the Beverly Hillbillies first.
I tried to watch the Beverly Hillbillies once and could not get into it. And to be fair, I did not give it a sporting chance.
Sure.
Like, I watched like 10 minutes and I was like, I don't care about this. And gave up. And it could have been my mood. Could have been my mood. Could have been any number of other things.
Was shooting at some food and up from the ground came.
Which one has a catchier intro theme?
Beverly Hillbillies.
No, Addams Family.
Hills, that is.
Black
Gold. Texas
Tea. We're creating an accidental and terrible mashup. Also, the correct answer is the Munsters.
Oh, next thing you know, old 10 million
folks said,
move away from there. Said California is a place you ought to be.
Packed sure.
up the lungs and they moved to Beverly.
The most functional.
Well, I think that's going to be the Addams Family. They're so doting.
Yeah.
They love each other so much.
Yeah.
Oh, God, yes.
Yeah. I think that's, for me...
They let their children explore their creative side. Mm-hmm.
The passion that Gomez has for Morticia.
Yeah.
Life. That's like...
Squad goals.
Squad goals.
Yeah.
I really...
Hashtag squad goals.
I would
goals.
Absolutely love for my wife to dote on me like that.
Yeah, that's fair.
Why are you giving me that look?
I was about to go into another My Boyfriend's a Sweet, Wonderful Person story, but I'm just going to save it for later.
All right. Question number five. Count von Count or Bunnicula?
I don't know. These things.
Oh, Bunnicula is the vegetarian vampire rabbit.
Okay.
Yeah. In the book, they're very regular books from the point of view of the animals, if I remember correctly. But Bunnicula is a rabbit that they find carrots with bite marks in them, just drained of their color and juice.
Well, that's adorable.
It's pretty cute.
Count von Count is the Muppets.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Three bets. It's right. clearly Count Von Count.
Yeah, he doesn't count. Oh, I assure you he does.
It's Count Von Count. Absolutely.
Oh, some bitch.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to have to go Count Von Count just because, like, man, the Batty Bat song.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
I just.
Doing the Batty Bat.
Batty, 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 Batty,
one,
Batty,
two,
Batty,
three.
Batty,
one,
Batty,
two,
Batty,
three.
Oh, so good.
Yeah. Betty. That and the nonsense censorship where they bleeped out the word count to make it sound like it was incredibly filthy. Yeah, no, just Count Von Count all day.
Count Von Count.
Okay.
All day.
Cool. All right.
Ah.
Stefan wraps us up by saying, see you next email. Stefan.
How can we ever wait that long?
You don't have to, because here it is.
Oh. Yes.
Stefan says, hello, is it me you're looking for?
It was.
Question number one, gifted or talented, which is more emotionally sabotaging to be labeled as at a young age?
Gifted.
I agree.
Because then, like, here's the deal, is that... My hyperactive high performance as a child has left me feeling like my regular ability the rest of my life is subpar. Because for whatever reason, that giftedness has gone away.
Yeah. Talent is something that you can develop and develop over time and you can have new talents. Shit. But gift, if you're gifted and you just aren't up to snuff, then you feel like a failure.
Yeah.
I feel like the way talented is used with kids, though, is kind of in the same way that gifted is used. And that kind of makes me feel like I should be better when I'm called talented at something, because you're like, well, if talented is putting in the effort and I'm being called talented, then I've already put in the effort. So, I don't know. I was labeled gifted and talented.
Yeah, same.
And gifted and talented as individual words were both used interchangeably.
Yeah.
So...
Mostly it was, we expect more from a student who shows that they're so gifted.
Yeah. I was in a tag program at school, talented and gifted.
Yeah.
And so, same. Yeah, I agree. Yeah, it was used.
Mine was the
Excel
program.
We are all gifted and talented people.
Yeah. And look where that got us. But they did a study where telling kids that they're brilliant and gifted apparently does less to set them up for success than telling them that they are hardworking.
Yeah.
Hmm.
All right. Question number two, FDM or MDF? Which computer numerical control crafting method are you more interested in?
Okay.
3D printing, fused deposition manufacturing, or cutting MDF board with a CNC router?
One is additive, one is removative.
I'm kind of not.
3D printing is fucking amazing.
3D printing is pretty cool.
Yeah, but cutting MDF with a CNC... CNC routers are fucking dope.
They are. I also like CNC Music Factory, but... I'm a fan of MDF, but with the plastics printing, you can change the internal architecture, the structure, and the grain, and all of that stuff.
That holds no interest for me.
I think it's so fucking rapid. Yeah. Prototyping is amazing. Yeah. But I guess you can do that with either one. But yeah, you can use all kinds of different plastics so that your shit glows in the dark.
Yeah. I'd rather do resin.
I think matter printing.
Yeah. I think I'm more for the first one than the second one.
Yeah.
3D printing. I don't like cutting things. It scares me.
Oh. See, I like starting with a chunk of something and then removing everything material to reveal what is within. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cutting away everything that isn't the statue. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm much preferred.
I mean, that's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, I don't really have a preference either way, but I think I lean slightly towards the first one.
All right.
Yeah.
Question number three, leader or follower. Do you make decisions for the group, or do you go along with someone else's ideas?
Oh, I just go along with everybody's ideas all the time.
That's what I've heard.
Yeah. Always.
It really depends on the context.
I always...
Just to a certain extent, actually.
Like, at work, I'm usually the one just going, whatever. Whatever we want to do, we'll do. But creatively, I really want to be in control.
Yeah?
Like, when it comes to creative things, which is why, honestly, which is why I like working alone in creative endeavors.
Oh?
Yeah. That's a thing, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, all the storytelling stuff that I've been working on.
It's one of the reasons that there was so much friction when I was still with Fondazzi is because I didn't have creative control. And so when I splintered off and went solo, it was the best thing that ever happened to me because I got to make those choices, what I wanted to do creatively. But like I said, in my normal day to day, like at work, I just, whatever you guys want to do, it's fine with me.
I know that my natural inclination, due to my white male overconfidence, is to interject my opinion into all of the shit.
I've never noticed.
Deeply involved in the process of decision making because, you know, I'm full of myself. But then a voice in the back of my head goes, "You're taking over too much. You're doing too much. You need to let other people make decisions." So I'll usually have that first like, I should. And then I'll just shut down. So I think follow.
That just reminded me of a quick story from over the weekend.
Yeah.
Rain was happening, or kind of in an in-between state of not happening. I'd gotten back over to booth and I ran into Rob, who was doing the town crier thing this year. I was like, "Rob, you need to go give weather reports."
Oh, my God.
And he was like, "Oh, do we know what the weather's going to be like?" And I was like, "Yeah, I just looked at the radar. It's going to pick up again for a little bit in about an hour or so is the prediction." And then he was like, "Okay, but do we have anything recent?" I'm like, "I just looked at it 15 minutes ago." And he's like, "Okay, but do we have it?" And so then a guy pulls out his phone. And gets the radar.
Also, you're a character. Make shit up.
Right. Well, but so a guy pulls out his phone and looks at the weather report. And this gentleman that pulled out the phone happens to be a guy that works at the same company as
you. Oh, shit.
So we're not peers. We're not coworkers. But he happens to work at the same company doing in the same male-dominated field. And so he basically said the exact same thing I said. And Rob's like, "That's cool." And I was like, "Rob.
Jesus Christ.
Rob. Rob. Do you see what just happened?" And he's like, "Yes. As soon as that happened, I was like, I have spent 20 years in a male-dominated. I'm just like, just dumping." And he's just being like, "Yeah, I know. I'm going to go now." Like in front of this guy that like works in the same company. That's pretty amazing. It's just like, yeah.
Also, I'm sorry. That is fucking walk around and go, "Today's weather report, rain."
That is exactly what I was thinking.
Like, you don't need to know what's coming. Just fucking say it's raining.
But he gets to do that character however he wants.
Yeah, I know.
And like, it is kind of handy to be like, "Hey guys."
For real.
We're going to get another dump, but then it's going to get clear again.
That's less my morning dumpy. Constitutional report.
So, yeah, like, he can do it however he wants.
I suppose.
It's not how I would do it.
I'm going to be a follower in this conversation.
It doesn't even... Okay. It doesn't make him wrong, just different.
How is it that you're not in charge, but you're still a jerk? Teach me your ways.
No.
It's because I'm talented.
Okay. Follow-up question. Are you?
I have worked hard to become so. Being this much of an asshole does not come easily, okay?
That's not what I heard.
Question number five. Or no, four.
Good job, buddy.
The Beverly Hillbillies or the Addams Family? No, definitely not gifted. That's for sure. The Beverly Hillbillies or the Addams Family? Which TV show family had more interesting clashes with the normies in their neighborhood?
Oh.
I got to switch to Addams Family on this one, I think.
I might have to switch to Beverly Hillbillies.
Really?
Because in Addams Family, normal people come into their home and they're like, oh, yes, you're very weird. Ooh, there's a bear on your upper floor. And then they would leave and they would return to normal society, in quotes. And then the Beverly Hillbillies, like, Granny would go out into the community and be like, here is a bag of possum's feet.
Yeah, no, I'm going to be a follower in this one, too.
Here's the thing, is that Addams Family held my interest.
Ah.
Wherein Beverly Hillbillies did not.
Fair.
So I'm going to go Addams Family.
That is very fair.
Because otherwise I don't have anything.
See, Addams Family didn't interest me. Like Munsters interested me more than Addams Family, honestly.
Oh, I love them all.
Yeah.
Huh.
Question number five, Count Von Count or Banicula, which non-blood-sucking vampire do you have a deeper childhood connection with?
Count Von Count.
All right. Banicula was a big deal for me, but Count Von Count.
I'd never heard of it until 10 minutes ago. Stefan says, I'm glad to be back from Long Island, at least for a couple weeks, and I'm very much looking forward to spending the next two weekends with James. I'm sure he can fill you in on the details. Love and hugs, Stefan Senpai. If you would like to send in two emails, or if you would like to send in a fast file, it's been a long fucking 7 weeks, okay?
It's been a long fucking episode.
70 emails.
That all just say, from Mav, how big of a dick is Salsa?
Yeah, but now we're going to get those emails from Troy to Troy.
Troy to Troy is going to bug Mav to send those in.
Yes, please.
From Stefan's email.
Jesus Christ.
Mm. Yeah.
If you would like to send in a fast five, please send two emails to salsa@a1podcast.com. The first one should be the choice, and the second one, repeat those choices and give us contact. Who's got a shout out?
I have.
Go for it.
I would like to give a shout out to my comedy partner, Kyle. Mm. We tend to support each other out there a lot, but I will definitely tell you that I was daunted by the rain, and on Sunday I was not feeling it, and I was just hanging on for dear life. As like Kyle's joke machine warmed up. And he got me up to speed, and then we were out there and we were kicking ass and taking names. But there are times when I would have quit for the day.
Yeah.
And his drive is absolutely unbelievable. And so we accomplish great things together, or at least what we accomplish together. quantity, more than quality. Because he is just a driving force. He is a force of nature. So, yeah. Thank you to Kyle.
I'm going to give my shout out to the the Naughty Body Brigade.
Oh, okay.
I have talked, obviously, over many weekends, I've talked about all the shit that I'm doing. But something I don't think I've mentioned that much is I'm doing the Pig and Swig special event.
Yeah.
And that is emceed by the Naughty Body, and they were, you know, asked me if I wanted to do the show, and, you know, have always been wonderful on days that I'm unable to for some reason. They've always been very gracious and have never held it against me, you know, even though it does put them in a bind, and they're fantastic, and their show is fun, and they're great people individually, and so, hey, you guys are great. Good on you.
All right. I want you to hold on. I need to give a shout out to the Dragon's Den for being an awesome, wonderful place for chilling, hanging, relaxing, and taking care of me when I'm stressed. I need to give a shout out to Pagan Oaks for feeding me. I need to give a shout out to Levine Leather for my daytime chills and feedings and forcefully fed electrolytes. I need to give a shout out to Old Man's Fire for telling me the stories that I'm missing everywhere else. And I need to give a shout out to my boothies for being awesome and wonderful and kind and lovely.
Hearts.
I think take caring needs to be a new word.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I take caring as a word.
I know, right? Yeah. That seems like a good one. Why is that not already?
It's different from caretaking.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think take caring. Put that in your vocabulary, everyone. Mm. Use it. Spread that.
Use it now.
Use it in an email today.
Spread those wings. And fly away.
And I'm missing so many other people, too.
I'm sure. But, well, like... it's impossible to enumerate all of them.
I had to hit my hot spots.
Indeed.
I'm grateful Giggity to...
Had a date like that once?
Levine, oh, and how.
To Levine's for not just taking care of me and Kyle, but also for...
Taking all care of me? I already covered that, James.
Kinds of bright orange accoutrements.
Oh, my God.
That I love for fixing. I have been struggling with the holster for that fan that I carry for a fucking 2-year time, and they fixed it. Somebody else's holster.
Could have just said something.
They were like, yeah, I'll just add a thing here. It's perfect. It's fucking perfect. I never have my belt when I come over
here. Fair enough. I always feel so bad because
you're gonna miss people
during the course of a run. I'm just so busy that I only got out to Fencing Booth once this year. I only got out to Levine Leather once this year.
Yeah,
I didn't even make it down to Dragon's Den.
Yeah, just there are so many people and groups that are welcoming of me and my tribe that I can't hit all of them every year. I can't. There's too many, you know, especially because I'm no fun and go to bed at 9.
Yeah, that's
well,
that's a you
thing. Might be the most fun that you could be.
Fair enough. Who's got something to plug?
I do.
Hmm.
All right, so you may have heard this before. Don't stop me if you have. Every Wednesday, I am doing family game night with my brother and my daughter.
Yeah.
And streaming it online. Follow me at Auntie Isla so that you can get all the notifications as to when we start playing. Wednesdays about 5-ish, depending on whether or not I am going to chuck my computer out of a window or not, is really what it comes down to for that.
Defenestrating windows.
I do love the word of defenestration. But you're talking about defenestrating windows. Out of windows. And I've got it.
Is that a special window specifically for defenestration?
Oh.
Hmm.
Well, then if you had a window specifically
a defenestration
for...
window.
Okay, so if
for
I ever...
Windows defenestration.
No, right. If I ever have... If I ever build my perfect home... If I ever build my perfect home...
Yes.
Okay.
It will have, in addition to, you know, a sauna and a hot tub and blah, blah, blah...
Yeah.
It will have a fart cupboard...
Good.
With gentle suction
just
and...
Just one?
And aroma... Well, nice. for every floor.
Okay, good.
Yeah. And it will have a defenestration window. A window specifically for the use of defenestration.
James, come talk to me in my office. No!
okay, and then the other thing I have to plug is Thursday, October 14th, 2021 at 7:30 p.m. Strike Story Slam.
Ooh.
The topic is burn. I'm going to read this for you now. Don't miss the rowdiest storytelling show in Minneapolis. The Story Slam is open to 10 competitors. Oh, God, I'm competing. Who throw their name in. They have 5 minutes to tell whatever story they want that fits the theme. Burn.
Burn.
Sick burn. The admission is $10. You must have proof of vaccination at least. Masks and proof of vaccine are required. So you must be masked, and you must be vaccinated.
Masked.
They're terribly comfortable. I feel like everyone was.
It is open to all ages, but we do not censor content.
That's a phenomenal way to put that.
Yeah. Yep.
Fuck.
Yes. Next weekend. By next weekend, I mean this coming weekend. October 9th and 10th, I want to say.
Oh, are you doing it?
9th and 10th. October 9th and 10th. At Baraboo, Wisconsin, which is the site of Circus World, is a gathering of rogues and ruffians, a Renaissance festival. And who can you see at a gathering of rogues and ruffians, a Renaissance festival? A Casimir the Hungry, who shall be performing three shows a day at the Hippodrome, wherein legends of circuses past have performed. It is hallowed ground for me, and I really, really would love it if people showed up and watched my shows there. Honestly, like Minnesota Renaissance Festival is my home, but the Hippodrome at Rogues and Ruffians is my temple.
Nice. Shit.
It is seriously like that is a location that that generations of performers in circus and sideshow have performed at, and it is a very moving experience to be able to to count my name amongst the people performing there. And also Rogues and Ruffians is a fun little festival. It's just, it is genuinely fun. There's a lot of performers that you won't see at Minnesota. It's a lot more low key. Like, you don't have a billion things happening once. You don't have it's smaller. You don't have a billion food booths all shouting to get your, you know, you don't have a billion pubs all trying to say, come drink. You don't have all the pickle vendors all over the fucking place and stuff. It's just like, hey, come hang out, chill, do some shopping, see some shows. Go through the museum at Circus World. Have a good time.
Nice.
It's I really love it. I genuinely love it. I'm not just saying that. So come on and see some shows. Anything else?
Tomorrow is my birthday.
Woo! So I hope you have your Steam account updated.
Fuck. I think I need to add a couple.
You're going to have to take the day off tomorrow just to do that.
Yeah, get your Steam wish list updated.
All right,
yeah.
I'll do that. Shit.
And hey, dear listeners, if there's a game that you want to see played on Jenna's stream, maybe you should check out her wish list and see what you can do about that.
Honey pop it is.
I think you've already gotten me that one.
Oh, yeah. Honey pop 2 it is.
I think you've already gotten me that one.
Shit. Honey Pop Cam Studio, it is.
I don't think I have that one. Fuck.
There you go.
Is this a game in which you play a female spy trying to extract secrets from males with loose morals?
Sure.
Because I'd play that game.
I would play the shit out of it. That's the Carmen Sandiego game I want.
Fuck. Oh, my childhood.
Is there any final thoughts?
I wanted to say bye, I love you, bye.
Thank you very much for everybody who has been listening to this podcast, especially through the last 7 weeks when we have just been whatever the fuck this
infested.
Is.
Infested.
Good.
It's gross, but I still approve.
Thank you to Stefan for sending in our Fast Five for today. On behalf of myself and James and Jenna, eat the fucking cake.
I want to blame you, and normally I do blame you, but I'm pretty sure this is actually my fault.
Oh, shit.
We've got it on tape.